A record twirls around. Letters in vivid red, fuchsia, and orange spell out the title. Disney Spin. A sign outside a restaurant reads, Spirit of India. Inside, a girl scrolls through her playlist on her phone. She selects one, smiles, then carries a tray of food to a table of diners. She returns a tray of used dishes to the kitchen.
Here.
She shimmies past another waiter, takes an order, then delivers it to the pass.
Mild butter chicken.
Trayfuls of rice, naan bread, curries, and vegetables are served. The girl spots a mom and boy at one table.
Behave yourself. Put this in your lap and eat.
No.
Hey.
The girl twirls and flips her pen.
Look, Mom.
She greets newcomers.
Hi. Welcome to Spirit of India. How many in your party?
Four, please.
Right this way. Here you go. I will be back to take your orders in a few moments.
Thank you.
She approaches a boy.
Dishes, kitchen, now.
C'est maître D doesn't do dishes.
We don't have a maître D, but you do have an older sister, and she is telling you to go do the dishes.
Irrelevant.
Rohan.
Get a moment of your time to discuss.
We are not putting tikka masala tacos on the menu, Rohan.
They're called tik-tacos.
We have rotis. We have frankies. They like burritos.
But a burrito is not a taco.
You give me a lot to think about. No.
Aww.
Yeah. Nanny wants you in the kitchen.
Ugh, Dad, is she going to fix my hair again while we're slammed?
I don't know. I want her to be prepping and chopping, not chatting and fussing. Now hurry up. It's a busy night.
Copy that.
Looking very nice, Sunny. Just keep reducing it, okay? Ganesh, table number 5 is still waiting. Hurry it up, darling.
Got it.
Mild on the butter chicken.
Via, don't move. Oh, look at you. It's Sunday night. You could have made a bit more effort. Can't have people saying my own granddaughter doesn't look presentable. Huh? The father is no help. Someone has to teach you these things.
Tweezers.
Can you do that anywhere but here?
But who wouldn't be thrilled to find my eyebrow hair in their biryani?
Will you just hold still? All right. Better. For tonight, at least.
Okay, we're done here.
Oh! Ria?
I can handle it.
Yeah, and you handle far too much. Tell her. Table number 7 still waiting. Run like the wind. Arvind, look at your daughter. All of this working and lifting and sweating she's doing. She's young. She should be enjoying life.
Maybe she'd enjoy life a lot more if you didn't fuss over her looks at every dinner rush.
Nonsense. She loves it.
No, she doesn't. She told me. And if she didn't love working over here, she would tell me that too.
Nani, can Shilpanti have the rest of her food?
Shilpa, come along, Arvind. We should talk to her.
Oh, yeah, I'd love
now.
To.
Now.
A table of 3.
Shilpa, Vindi. Oh. You.
Good, good. Ria was just telling us that she is the new president of her school's coding club.
My Sahil could give her some pointers. He's the founder of his school's cryptocurrency club.
Splendid. And how much of your money has he lost so far?
Don't ask.
Now, Shilpa, I understand you have some company coming to town.
My younger sister Shanti is flying in from Mumbai.
Oh, you remember Shanti. She ate here once about 5 years ago.
Of course. How could I forget?
Terrific. How's Monday night?
Dad, let's get Auntie and Uncle some mango lassis. On the house.
Excellent idea. We'll be right back.
How many sisters does Shilpa Auntie have? That's like the, what, 5th one she's wanted to set you up with?
She's just doing what aunties do.
Uh-huh. Okay, sure.
Please handle that.
Rohan's with a woman and a young man. Rhea neatens her hair.
You know that boy?
Yeah, Max. He goes to my school. What is he doing here?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say eat.
So that way Hey! Go see Nani.
Why?
She is just dying to hear all your renovation ideas.
Yes!
I knew this day would come. Hi. Welcome to Spirit of India.
Hey, I know you.
Yeah.
Biology.
Calculus. I'll show you to your table.
Cool place.
Thanks. It's my family's restaurant.
This place reminds me of that little Indian place we used to go to in Upton Park.
Hmm. Here you are.
Thank you.
Max can't ID the music.
Freefall Universe, DJ Lucasent.
When did Lucasent drop a new track?
Late last night. I just happened to be up after closing, so I grabbed it for my Dinner Rush playlist.
Wait, you made this mix?
I made this mix.
To make your own stuff as well?
Oh, no. I make these playlists because I noticed that things around here go a lot smoother when there's something driving us, giving us a little oomph.
I get it. Oomph.
Exactly.
So you follow Lucasent?
Yeah, of course. He did an underground show next door to the restaurant last year. It was so loud, I could hear it through the walls.
Yeah, I was at that show.
And I was serving dosas.
Speaking of, perhaps we could start with a chutney sampler while we peruse the menu.
Yes, right away.
We should go record shopping sometime. Maybe you could score some old school beats for your playlists.
I don't have a record player.
I'm a DJ. I have two.
Yeah, you know how I feel about this music.
Who is that?
That is my grandma.
Don't you need to change the song?
3, 2, 1.
Nani dances to the music.
This happens every night, doesn't it?
No, my dad would lose his mind, but it does happen every Sunday night.
Synchronizes with Nani as she passes with a tray. Nani twirls around the diners and staff, then onto a stage. Nani strikes a pose. The diners applaud. Nani blows kisses and mouths, "I love you." Rhea turns to Max.
I know this is kind of weird.
It's legit awesome.
Encore!
The illuminated Spirit of India sign outside the restaurant is switched off. A large brick house. Upstairs, a pajama-clad Rhea overhears Nani and Arvind.
You may as well ask me to stop breathing.
It's not that I don't love your dancing.
But?
It's a little corny.
Your daughter always picks such glorious music to play. Who am I not to dance?
She does have a good ear. I'll admit, it does help us through the Sunday dinner rush.
She's got her mother's ear. Meera always knew exactly the right song for every occasion. Music just flowed through her veins.
I need to restock the masalas.
Arvind, from the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry. I can't even mention my daughter around you.
Of course you can mention her.
I miss her too. The last thing Meera would want is for you to hide from the world behind work and your children.
It's getting late. Let's get some rest, yeah?
Fine.
Rhea gazes at a framed photograph of a young woman.
She's got her mother's ear. Music just flowed through her veins.
Mom, I can't sleep.
Well, I wonder why.
It's too loud outside. But if I turn up my radio, it's too loud inside.
I see. Or rather, I hear. Listen.
To what?
To everything.
What do you mean?
Close your eyes. And let the music guide you. The city has so many sounds. There's music everywhere. Can you hear those men outside? They're laughing loudly at their silly jokes. It's sharp, like trumpets.
A younger Rhea smiles at her mom.
What else? Do another.
Oh, the cars that are going over the wobbly grate. Boom, kaboom. Boom, kaboom. Boom, kaboom, like a big drum. Your turn.
A crate filled with bottles.
Clank, 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 like bells?
It's all music.
Mita strokes young Rhea's face.
Good night, my darling.
Mita bends over to kiss young Rhea's forehead. As young Rhea snuggles into her bed, Mita walks away into a dazzling light. Back in the present, Rhea gazes at the framed photo that captures Mita flashing a warm smile.
Good night, Mom.
Daytime. Students bustle past a sign that reads Jefferson High School. Rhea passes Max. They share a smile. Rhea joins two other students on the grassy campus.
Okay.
What? I've never seen you smile like that before.
Who is that?
That's Max, transfer student. He and his mom came into the restaurant last night.
And you totally like him. Come on, details, details, details.
Spill it! Okay, you got me? He's cute.
Yeah.
Can we please talk about literally anything else now, please?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I finished the designs for our coding club jackets.
And they're going to be ready for yearbook photos.
Yeah, and we're not freshmen anymore. We need to step it up, which was my inspiration for this.
What? These are amazing. They're perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. We know.
They're so great.
Inside, two students approach another girl. Rhea and her two friends witness the scene.
Ginger, we're such huge fans.
Oh, yeah, can we get a selfie?
Of course.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
The glamorous life of an influencer.
What have I told you about the I-word guys?
You love it.
You can't get enough of it.
It's your favorite.
You're my favorite. Walk with me, talk with me.
So, what's new?
Rhea is in love.
Tell me more.
What's their name? Are they cool?
Max. Yeah. He is.
Oh, he moved here from London, huh? How very.
How did you do that? I did not even tell you his last name.
I'm not good.
I bet he's secret royalty.
You could be Princess Rhea.
Okay, everyone calm down, please.
He's a DJ. He's probably way too cool for me.
Don't sell yourself short. You rock. You make cool playlists all the time.
Wait, what is it?
Judging from the sheer well of animal gifts, I'm going to say it's Debbie from the dance squad about the promo event tomorrow.
Oh, what promo event?
For the Festival of Color. It's Rhea's idea for a homecoming fundraiser.
Oh, so it's inspired by the Hindu holiday, Holi. Mm-hmm. It's about celebrating spring and love.
Oh.
yeah, so everybody wears white and we pelt each other with brightly colored powder. It's so spectacular. Like, daytime fireworks.
Wow.
But before that, people need to know about it. So the dance squad is helping me put on a promo event. A UV light dance. This is the site they want to promote the event with.
Wow, this has everything. Mm-hmm. Rainbows.
Exactly. Unicorns.
Mm-hmm. Of course, rainbow unicorns. Ugh, yeesh. If I didn't know any better, I'd think this was like some kind of silent cry for help.
Oh, let me fix that with a noisy cry for help.
Watson, help!
Let me consult my manager.
Oh.
Rhea's two friends communicate silently.
Two pizzas. Gotta make sure my 10% is worth it.
I accept your terms.
We'll discuss at lunch. Later. Bye.
Bye.
Rhea's two friends are in class.
Settle in, everybody. Okay, time to show me what you've all been working on. Molly and Watson.
First, I'm gonna need you to sign this confidentiality agreement.
Are you serious?
Always.
Thank you.
Watson, the floor is yours.
Rhea watches.
Edison had the light bulb. Steve Jobs had the phone. We have...
The pizza drone! Woo!
Watson operates a controller. A pizza delivery box attached to a drone takes to the air. The drone wobbles, then crashes. The pizza splats on the floor.
Cool concept. Execution needs work, and you two are cleaning that up.
Already on it.
Rhea, please tell me your idea does not involve plummeting pizzas.
Please. No.
Good.
But it does involve my dad's restaurant. I have an idea for an analytic app that uses point of sale to track our inventory in real time.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But this project was an opportunity for you to have some fun.
But this is fun for me.
A point of sale analytic app is fun for you.
Miss Aloy, you haven't heard? All of us kids are into it these days. I promise, I'm enjoying this. And it'll also happen to really help out my dad.
Cool. Well, keep at it. And don't forget to tell your folks about the parent-teacher conferences. I can't wait to meet the people who raised you beautiful weirdos.
Rhea's.
Night, Baba. Don't stay up too late.
Dad, come check this out.
What are you working on?
Something for you, actually.
For me?
Yeah. It's an app to track what people order so you can keep an eye on ingredients when you're running low.
Wow, Rhea. What would I do without you?
We're a team, Dad. You and me.
You see? This. This is why you're my favorite daughter.
Really? I thought it was because I was your only daughter.
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good night.
Good night.
Jefferson High School cafeteria.
I've never considered myself a squid man, but you've converted me.
Mm-hmm. Disaster! Our DJ for the festival promo, the Blacklight Dance, which is happening in 20 minutes, cheated on their history exam and has been suspended. So please excuse me, I live under this table now, forward my left.
Okay, don't panic. Watson and I can help.
Mm-hmm.
Can you DJ?
Better. We can beatbox.
Check it.
Stop. Now for crisis and a headache.
Ouch.
Hurt my feelings.
What about Max?
Max?
Oh, the dreamy British boy?
With the smashing accent.
Real talk, is Max good or do you just think he's cute?
I mean, I haven't actually heard him spin, but he seems to know what he's talking about. Mm-hmm.
So now I have food. I forgot to eat breakfast. I'm a terrible role model.
Cephalopod?
Oh, cephalopod, please.
They got him.
Who got who?
The dance squad found Max, and they're headed to the gym.
Wow. They should work for Scotland Yard.
Very thorough.
Rhea, are you coming with me to talk to him?
Why me?
I assume you want the cute boy to know you got him a sick gig.
After you. Let's go. Bye.
Bye. I'm taking this, the whole
thing. Please, yeah, I want that samosa.
Rhea and Ginger find Max.
You got everything you need, dude?
I wish I had all my equipment.
It'll be great. It's raw, like when rock bands go unplugged. Debbie, running out of eyeliner is not an emergency. Excuse me.
Hey, thank you so much. It's really cool of you to think of me. Don't know how I can repay you.
I'll think of something.
I can't wait.
Okay, ready or not,
it's go time.
Max ducks back on stage.
I think it's starting.
Hey, Watson, what's going on?
I think we're about to get our world rocked.
Hey, Jefferson High! Get hyped for the event of the year! Festival of Color 2021!
The students in the gym turn to the other side of the room to see a troupe of dancers perform in colorful neon outfits. Rhea looks over her shoulder and shares a smile with Max. The fluorescent lights in the gym pick out the dancers' outfits and the students' glow sticks. Max pumps his fists and turns up the volume as the dancers leap off the stage and perform on the floor of the gym. Watson filmed the performance on their phones. Molly and Watson regroup in the hallway outside the gym.
That was very elaborate.
Yeah, only Ginger could turn the gym into a nightclub and get away with it.
Yeah, I'm just glad she's on our side. Imagine if she used her powers for evil.
Max, that was some good work on short notice.
Thanks. Yeah, that's a little edit I've been working on.
Yeah, it sounded like it was a little in process. Which is cool for today, but I'm gonna need my mind blown for Festival of Color. You got me?
Yeah. Totally.
Pizza. I'm by. Celebrate a job done and a job well done. Rhea, you coming?
I'm gonna... No.
She okay? She's great.
Rhea and Max.
I thought your song was really good. DJing looks fun.
Yeah, but Ginger's right. I'm gonna need something really special for the Festival of Color.
I could help you. I know Ginger's taste. I know what she's looking for. You would just have to teach me how to spin.
Really? You want to be a DJ?
I don't know if I'd put it that way. I just want to up my game for my restaurant playlist. Keep it fresh, you know, keep the guests entertained. Anyways, you asked how you could repay me. That's how.
Deal. Do you have any plans Saturday morning?
I'm free until my dinner shift.
So it's a date. Victory Vinyl, 11 a.m. I will see you then.
So it's a date.
A record store.
And now, welcome to my world.
Okay, where do we start?
Where I started. Rock. Oh. Hip hop.
Max selects vinyl records for Rhea.
Funk and soul. Now, are you ready for your first DJ lesson?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
So, break all this down for me.
All right, we've got the two turntables and the mixer, and this is the crossfader. You can choose which record the crowd can hear.
Max uses the crossfader to switch between records.
Sounds like a mess, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All DJs are a bit mad.
Because
you've got two different sounds playing in your head at the exact same time, and you just have to somehow make them go together. Okay, grab the headphones. Oh, beat matching. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to match these two records together.
How?
Uh-huh. See this? This is the pitch control. It can speed up or slow down the record to change the BPM.
Mm-hmm.
For example, this track is spinning at 119 beats per minute. And this one...
is faster.
Right. 126.
So, like a 5.6% increase?
Oh, you've got a calculator for a brain. That's good to know.
I'm a coder, so yeah, I'm good with numbers.
No, that's good. And you might not have been counting beats, but you have had practice finding songs that go together for your playlists. Now, check this.
Max adjusts the pitch control on the right turntable. He uses his hand to interrupt the right turntable's spin, then uses the crossfader to blend into the record on the left turntable.
This is amazing. I have to try this out for my new Dinner Rush mix.
One of the other customers spots Max and Rhea in the sound booth. He interrupts their boogieing.
I didn't know they were doing a clinic today.
Oh my gosh.
You're DJ Lucaset.
It's true.
What are you doing here?
Bit of shopping. Good picks. You showing her the ropes?
Yeah.
Sweet. When you're finished here, come up front for a bit.
Okay, we're done.
Yes, we are.
Max and Rhea race to the cash register.
I hope this is good. The first record was so incredible.
Yeah.
Hey.
Mac, hook him up with some flyers.
Boom. Check it out.
Battle of the Beatmasters DJ competition.
What's that?
It's a local competition. I do it every year for teen DJs. The winner gets a setup just like mine and a spin session with yours truly.
He'll be there.
I mean, I'll try
to. Can't wait. Any advice? Like, what are you looking for?
Two things. Tell a story and make us care. That's it. I got a jet. Thank you.
I'll see you later, man.
See you there.
What? Max passes the records to Mac.
We just get these things.
I cannot believe we just met the DJ Lucas sent.
And he complimented your taste in music. Max, you've got to enter that competition.
Okay, how about we talk about something else besides me and the DJ competition?
Okay. Well, how'd you get into all this stuff?
Fine. Mum has to travel a lot for work, so we move a lot. And it's tough to make friends and meet people when you do that. Being a DJ makes that a lot easier. Like us now. My friends.
Yeah, we are.
So, what about you? What are you into? Do you dance like your grandma or sing?
No. You know, dancing, it's definitely my nanny's thing. Singing was actually my mom's thing. She was truly, truly amazing.
Was?
She died when I was 8.
I'm sorry.
Every weekend, she and my nanny would put on a show at the restaurant. She would sing, and Nanny would dance. They used to have so much fun. Well, Nanny still does, as you know.
I would say. She has a shocking amount of dance moves for a grandma. I'd swear she was Bollywood royalty.
Not quite Bollywood royalty, but every Sunday night, her legions of adoring fans are very there for her Bollywood cosplay.
Oh, I'd love to have legions of adoring fans.
Maybe one day you will.
Max gazes at Rhea.
Would you, do you want to practice at my place tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to teach you how to scratch.
Okay.
Just the basics.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you want to find the groove, because that's the start of the track. Then, once you hear the track, backspin. And then you want to go forward and back. Now, forward, back, forward, back, forward, back. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you may try.
Okay. Okay, sorry.
Am I making a mistake? Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
Backspin.
Backspin. Okay. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you scratched my finest $2 record.
Please. Please, just keep it down until end of business.
Max's mom.
Want to take a break?
No. That sold you on.
Rhea practices scratching, then films Max dancing in the street.
Hello, hello, what have we here? Didn't catch your name, just girls and boys who disappear. And come back again, a stolen glance, a secret smile.
We can Max and Rhea purchase records, then hold hands.
Here for a while, till the sun comes round. I don't know what this means now, or who we might become. But it feels like summer now that I know you're around. It's better now with you.
Nanny smiles at Max and Rhea as they share a meal. Back at Max's. Max watches Rhea flip over a record, replace the needle into the groove, then scratch it. Listening into one ear of her headphones, she crossfades into the adjacent record.
Where did that come from?
It's good, right?
Where did that come from? No, what?
Max.
Sorry. Business hours. I forgot.
No, no, don't. Your pupil's doing all right. Quite good.
Kind of interrupting the flow, Mum, so...
Oh, am I? Well, carry on.
I've never gotten the quite good.
What?
Nothing. How did you know about that track on the other side? We got this record the other day, and you haven't heard it since.
I found it online. I wanted to see if there were any hidden gems in what we picked up.
That's smart. Good intuition. I haven't even listened to the whole thing yet.
Well, there's a really killer track on side B, as it turns out.
And you just knew that a slow, jazzy jam would work with a house tune?
I just kind of felt it.
It's really amazing how you're picking all this up, Rhea. Took me a really long time to figure out the basics.
Well, you figured them out. And now you're a really great teacher.
No, I mean, I think you might really have something here. Like, you could be great. Like a real artist.
That's really nice of you to say. My mom, my grandmother, even my brother, they got all the artsy genes. Me? I'm a coder. I'm like my dad. We're bottom line types. That's my dad. I have to go.
What? No.
Dad has parent-teacher conferences tonight, so I need to be at the restaurant now. I'll see you later, Max.
Do you guys need anything? Some refills? Nothing?
Great. At the Spirit of India, Rohan deals with a table of customers. Rohan moonwalks with his tray straight into Rhea.
Are you moonwalking the samosas?
What, you think you and Nani are the only ones with moves in this family?
I find it helps to be able to see where you're going when you're serving food.
Thanks for the tip. I'll take it into consideration.
Great.
Now, here's a tip for you. Hi. Oh.
Arvind spots Rhea.
Where have you been?
Sorry, I'm late.
You know I needed you here early tonight.
So sorry, I'm late. It won't happen again.
I hope so. Now, should I expect any surprises from your teacher today?
I'm a member of a girl squad that rules the school with an iron fist.
I would expect nothing less.
Arvind strides out as Rhea ties on an apron. Nani appears.
So, tell me all about this, Max.
What? How did you even know I was...
I told her. Educated guess.
You're an educated snitch.
Out with it. Where did you meet him?
School. He was actually at the restaurant the other night.
The one with the accent.
Yeah. He does have nice eyes. He saw you dancing. He was blown away by your moves.
Yeah, naturally. You just be careful, Beta. The cute ones can be trouble.
Don't worry. We're just friends. Mostly. He's actually teaching me how to DJ.
Like those loud men in the mornings that yell at each other with obscene sound effects on the radio.
No, no.
DJs just mash other people's songs together.
Not exactly.
I think I understand. I don't.
DJs sometimes use other people's songs, and sometimes they make entirely new songs. DJs can be musicians.
So you're a musician?
No. It's just a hobby. I was just trying to explain to you how...
Of course. Just a hobby.
Whoa. Need a little help here. What is this?
It's my food fusion creation. Check out the presentation.
Mm-hmm. Go get change for work. And would it kill the two of you to stand up straight?
Yes, ma'am.
School.
These are some of the projects that my kids have been working on. Molly and Watson are working on a drone that delivers pizza.
Does it work?
Not at all. Total disaster. But they took a big creative swing, and I love that. Mm. Let's see. Marcus is designing a dating app for cats. Wishful whiskers. And Francesca is trying to hack these VR goggles here. Mm. Anyway, there's all sorts of games and apps and cat stuff. Lots of cat stuff. And then there's Rhea. who is designing an app for your restaurant.
Oh, yes. She showed me. Very clever.
Clever, yes. There is no doubt that your daughter is very smart.
She is.
Look, Rhea is a wonderful student. She's very focused, very mature for her age.
Oh, that's... And now the bad news kind of pause.
No, it isn't. But can I be frank with you?
Of course.
As you can see from all these, the assignment was supposed to be fun.
Well, I'm sure it's fun for Rhea. She's like me. You know, all business. Arvind 2.0.
My point is, I'm worried that Rhea is holding herself back from trying something different. It's like she sees the restaurant as her whole life.
Are you insinuating that I would force my daughter to do something that she does not want to do? Because I can assure you, I'm not that kind of father.
I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. Donut Branch?
Miss...
Please, call me Naomi.
Miss Naomi, Rhea really likes you. And I can see why. You really do care about her. But I know my daughter. If she had a problem being at a restaurant, she would tell me. She wants to be there.
Good.
Arvind tries his donut.
Heaven, right?
Pretty tasty. But the closest thing to heaven are the jalebis at my restaurant.
Bold declaration. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll have to come try it and judge for myself.
Mm. Sure. Drop by anytime. I'm always there.
Great. It's a date.
Yeah. Sure. Good talk. Thank you.
As the staff of Spirit of India restaurant tidy up, Arvind sits down opposite Nani.
And? How did the parent-teacher conferences go?
Good. All of the teachers love Rhea. Everyone thinks she's a genius.
Which, of course, she is, so why don't you look happy?
I think I accidentally asked the teacher out on a date.
Accidentally?
Actually, she kind of asked herself.
Wow. Boldness is an underappreciated trait in women.
Yeah, but I should cancel, right? I mean, I don't want Rhea feeling weird.
Well, it's good for children to see their fathers happy.
Well, they see me happy.
Do they? Do you?
Arvind listens.
Rhea's?
Yeah. Isn't it fantastic? She's getting better with each new playlist.
We should definitely play this at the next dinner rush. People might order some more dessert just to stay and listen. I think I should order some more dry fruits. Yeah.
Rhea joins Ginger, Molly, and Watson.
Nice.
Yeah. Check out the Festival of Color website. It's live.
And it's gorgeous.
And it's gorgeous because...
Because Watson saved my website, my reputation, and probably the world as we know it.
Thank you. But I couldn't have done it without my associate's fierce back-end coding skills.
Oh,
give
stop.
Me some.
But where's the listing for the DJ?
You gotta talk to Max. He gave me a rough mix of his song.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't mention it to me.
So, how was it? What they said.
So what? You're not going to use them?
No, I am. I already announced from the school cafeteria and the internet, and that's basically everyone. But I'm just not hype about it, and until I'm hype, I'm not going to hype him.
Mm. Rhea strides out.
So can we move that hashtag to over there?
Max answers his door to Rhea.
Hey, what's up?
Why didn't you let me hear the new edit?
Yeah. Kitchen.
Max watches Rhea listen through headphones to a track playing on his laptop. Rhea moves the headphones.
I've been trying to get it together. And Ginger really wanted to hear something, but it's not good enough, I know.
This is one time I would love to disagree with you, Max, but you're right. It isn't.
Oh, thanks for stopping by. Always a pleasure. Don't be a stranger. What are you doing?
You want to fix this, don't you?
You want to help.
Is that cool?
Very.
So, I think we should just take a step back, you know? Like, start with the basics. Like Luke Ascent said, what is the story and why do we care?
I just want people to feel good, you know? That.
Okay, what does that mean to you? Like, what are some things that make you feel good?
I guess, a wicked synth pad, a killer bass sound, a crisp hi-hat
pattern. Even more basic than that, Max. What makes you feel good
in life. Okay, for me, I'd say my nani's cooking, the color yellow, sunset.
I'm sorry. How do you make a song out of food and sunsets?
My mom said that there is music in everything. We just have to find it. Humor me.
Okay, the beach.
And are there sounds that remind you of the beach?
Yeah, yeah. This song always makes me think of surfing.
Great, let's start there.
And I always feel good when I skateboard.
So. Yeah, like the wind in your hair, the rhythm of the wheels. Wait a minute. What about this?
Rhea selects a track. Max moves to the rhythm.
This could be the vocal hook.
Upstairs, Rhea sifts through Max's records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rhea and Max dance by Max's decks.
No, this is definitely starting to feel good. That's what we should call it, feeling good. You know, because there's music and all the things that we love.
I like that.
Right?
Rhea's smile disappears as she grabs her phone.
No.
What? What's up?
I missed the dinner shift, like, entirely.
Okay, just call them and tell them you spaced.
I cannot call my father and tell him I spaced.
What about the song?
Assuming I am not grounded, we will keep working on this later. Bye, Max.
Rhea dashes into the restaurant kitchen. Arvin's cleaning up.
Dad, I'm sorry.
Yeah, come here.
Okay, but I just wanted to...
Come here now.
As Arvin finishes putting away ingredients, Rhea moves over to face him.
I've been having a few conversations with concerned parties recently who believe you might not be happy working here.
What? Who?
It's not important, but it is the opinion of these people that you're just doing this because you think you have to. You know you don't have to work here, right? You're not super unhappy and you're not telling me about it?
No, Dad, that's not it at all. I just lost track of time, honestly.
I'm glad. Because the next few weeks here are going to be pretty busy, and if you don't want to be here, I can figure something else out.
I'll be here.
I've got to be able to count on you, but you've been late twice in these last few weeks.
Late twice in 5 years? Such a shoddy record. I hope the university will still take her.
Ashaji, this is between Rhea and me.
Nani.
Are you saying I don't have a say in this family?
What? No, of course not.
Good. Because I did not sign up to be a wise and steady advisor to a family who do not want to listen to what I have to say.
Go ahead, say it.
Rhea is a 15-year-old girl. She should be out living her life with her friends, not working herself to the bone.
She's not working herself to the bone.
She's far too serious for her age.
She's a responsible, hardworking young lady.
She is right here. Please just don't fight over me. I lost track of time. I'll be on top of it from now on. I promise. Okay? Everyone happy now? That's all I wanted. For everyone to just be happy. Good night.
But what about her happiness?
Rhea bustles amid the restaurant's customers.
Hi, here you are. Is that good?
Cute.
Okay,
looks
thank
great.
You. You're down with these?
Right.
No problem. Need anything else?
Okay, thank you.
She disappears into the kitchen, then reappears wearing a new day's outfit.
Did you text Rhea?
Yep, texted. Then I texted her again. Then I texted her again. I'm not really sure how many more unanswered texts I can send her before it's legally considered harassment.
Naomi frowns as she eavesdrops on Molly and Watson's conversation. Max and Rhea dance behind Max's deck. Back in the busy restaurant, Rhea serves customers. Rhea takes a breather in the kitchen. Rohan rings a bell, signaling her to get back to work. In class, Rhea sleeps at her desk as the rest of the class takes notes. Back home, Max sends their feeling good track to Rhea. She listens, then replies with, I like it. Try upping the bass to give it more oomph. Max answers, got it. More oomph, oomph, oomph. In the restaurant, Molly texts Rhea, are we ever going to see you or have you entered witness protection? Rhea drops her tray.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just got distracted.
Texting while busing can only lead to catastrophe.
I know, I'm sorry. It's
the big... You're lucky your father didn't see you.
I know, I'm sorry. It's...
It's okay, Archie. You go.
Are you sure?
Go, darling. Go, go.
Thank you.
Arvin spots the jumbled tray.
What happened?
I was texting while busing. So sue me.
Daytime. Max returns to his room with two bottles of water.
I had an idea while you were gone.
In the 30 seconds it took me to go to the fridge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Max takes the headphones.
This is sick.
Right?
A host of devices sound a get-to-work alarm.
I have to go.
Well, it's a good thing that the alarm worked. This time you won't be late.
I'll see you later, okay?
Okay, you can just text me or something.
Imagine. Garvin's here.
Rhea's at work.
I'll be back.
White spoon.
Sounds interesting.
I knew you'd get it.
Miss Ahoy, what are you doing here?
Oh, hey, Rhea. Your dad invited me.
He did? Why?
Naomi, you're here.
You said any time, right?
I did. I did indeed say that, didn't I?
But I can come back if the jalebi isn't ready.
Oh, no, 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 no. Jalebis are ready. Question is, are you ready for the jalebis? Yeah, this way.
Arvin escorts Naomi to a booth.
Right this way.
Did he just call her by her first name? He's giving her a booth all to herself. What's going on?
Something very interesting. Now stop spying on your father, both of you, and get back to work. Tut-tut.
Nani peers at Naomi and Arvin from behind a screen. Arvin serves Naomi a plate of jalebi.
There you go.
Naomi breaks off an edge of the crisp, sugar-soaked treat.
Do you watch all of your customers as they eat?
I just want to be here. We need to admit they're better than your donuts.
Okay, but I'll have you know I love my donuts.
Okay.
Naomi tries some jalebi.
But?
I guess I'll have to tell them I'm seeing other desserts.
Did you just giggle?
Shh. Let your father live.
Hey, are you sure I can't pay something?
Don't worry about it. I know the owner.
And now your daughter and I must engage in a bit of girl talk.
Of course, yes. Would you help me in the back, please?
Oh, no, I'm very here for the girl talk.
Arvind and Nani leave.
Girl talk?
I figured it sounds better than you're in trouble with the teacher talk.
I know. I've missed a bunch of coding club. There's been a lot going on with work and school and things.
I can appreciate that you have other responsibilities. But I think Watson and Molly were really counting on you to help them out.
I did.
A drive-by computing does not count.
Well, then maybe they should just start helping themselves for a change. I mean, I don't see them offering to help me.
Do you need help?
No.
Rhea, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm tired. I'm busy. I just want people to stop asking if I'm okay. Okay?
How about I ask if there's anything I can do?
Unless you can get the rest of my orders out. I don't think so. Right this way, please.
At school, Rhea and Max eyeball Ginger as she listens to their track.
Dude,
I gotta tell you straight up, I almost replace you with my workout playlist, but this is next level.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, in a few short days, we are going to make epic history. Or, at the very least, a cool giant mess.
Amazing.
I've never seen Ginger have her mind so totally blown.
Yeah, well, it was a rough start, but it's been a pretty amazing journey for us to get here.
The restaurant.
Absolutely. It will be our pleasure. We're happy to help. Rhea, mm-hmm. We got a last-minute booking, and it's a big deal. A baby shower losses venue, and they picked us. Isn't that amazing?
Wow, yes, amazing.
So today you can be in charge of the event.
Wait, today? You said I could have today off. It's the Festival of Color.
Holi?
Yes, they're basically celebrating Holi. It's for a school fundraiser. Dad, it was my idea.
Wow, that sounds amazing, Rhea. But...
But?
I need you today, Baba. I can't do this without you.
Fine.
Rhea hurries out. Nani glares at Arvind.
What? I'm not the bad guy. What can I do?
Rhea calls Max.
Are you kidding?
I wish. It's the worst. I mean, I know I promised, but it's not fair.
I'll tell you what. I'll
swing by the restaurant after and I'll tell you all about it.
Okay. Good luck.
Luck? I don't need luck. Got you.
I'll see you later.
Rhea, Nani, and Arvin help the staff set up for the baby shower. In a sun-dappled park, students in white outfits hang around a sign-up desk covered with bowls of colored powder. As Max DJs on stage, Rhea delivers chocolates and samosas to the baby shower.
Is that good? Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Rhea pours out water for customers.
Hey, ladies.
Guests wait for Rohan to add their gifts to a table.
Here you go. Oh, hi. Enjoy.
Are you enjoying food?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys
are
thank you.
Rhea, I need to tell Sunny to hurry up with the home.
In the kitchen, Rhea tunes in to Ginger's live stream.
We are 45 minutes away, people. We have many excited humans in very white outfits. But they aren't going to stay that way for long. And we have DJ Union Max who's going to drop his astonishing new track. So, come on down.
205 is still waiting on the order. Rohan? How would you like to be cool for once in your entire life?
I reject your thesis. I'm fabulous.
Fine. How would you like your tikka tacos approved?
Tik tacos?
Whatever.
Keep talking.
Rhea, what's happening with the biryani?
Ginger joins Max on stage at the festival.
We're 5 minutes out, people! At exactly 3 o'clock, DJ Union Max is gonna drop his hot new single, and y'all are gonna color bomb each other until it looks like a giant unicorn.
Also at the festival, Molly and Watson get a call from Rhea.
This better be good.
Answer it.
Okay, look. I have been working like a machine at the restaurant and on Max's song, which is why I left you two high and dry.
And that is so not cool, and I'm sorry.
After today, things are gonna be a lot better. I promise.
You know when you get here, we're gonna positively pummel you with that color stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. No mercy.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Okay, Festival of Colors. I just want you to know with the money we've raised today, we can have the homecoming dance on the actual surface of Mars! Or at the very least, a pretty nice hotel. DJ Union Max, you ready?
Let's do this.
Arrives just as festival goers start throwing colored powder into the air. A rainbow of powders gradually color the students' white outfits. Rhea beams as she watches Max on stage. Molly and Watson throw handfuls of yellow and pink powder at Rhea. Max jumps up and down, waving his arms in time with the music. As the track climaxes, Max holds his arms out wide.
DJ Union Max! That was the sickest of the sick. Please tell us the name of your dope new jam, and please say a few words to your giant, new, adoring fan base.
Thanks, Ginger. I call this one Feeling Good, because there's music in all the things we love. We just have to find it.
Well, it was amazing. Everyone go home and stream it a zillion times.
It's been an absolute blast, but I have to thank someone, because I couldn't have done this myself. So, word up to Ginger for taking a chance on me. And thanks to all you out there, this is just the beginning. DJ Union Max can't be stopped!
Rhea's smile fades. She bows her head. Later, Max signs his autograph for two girls. Rhea joins him on stage.
There you go.
Hey, Max.
Rhea, I thought you couldn't make it.
Well, I did.
Song played great. I can't believe it.
Yeah, me either.
What? Everything okay?
Why didn't you shout me out? Is it because you thought I wasn't here, or...
Oh, no, I just got so excited seeing the crowd so hyped up, it must have slipped my mind. I can post something later.
Max, it slipped your mind. I named the song. I came up with the concept. I even came up with the main vocal hook. I worked with you side by side for hours, and it slipped your mind?
All right, I mean, you helped a ton, sure, but just remember this is my thing, okay? It's my equipment. I'm the DJ, which makes it my song.
Are you serious right now?
I mean, what would you do with it anyway? You said it yourself. You're not an artist. You make mixes for your dad's restaurant. So calm down, we should be celebrating right now.
You're right, Max. I did say I wasn't an artist, but you know what else I'm not? I am not someone who would take all the credit for work I did not do. Go ahead, go celebrate your great solo achievement.
Rhea strides away.
By yourself.
Max goes to follow.
Okay, Rhea.
But is still wired up to his decks. Ginger, Watson, and Molly overheard.
Is that true?
What, Rhea? She's just being dramatic.
Friends, what does it mean when a man says a woman is being dramatic?
He's a filthy liar.
Facts.
Whatever.
Let's go.
Arvin's waiting for Rhea at home.
Finally, there you are.
Dad, I can explain.
I've only ever asked two things from you, Rhea. Responsibility and accountability. Leaving mid-shift when you told me that I could count on you is neither.
Dad, I'm sorry.
You're grounded. End of story.
Arvin strides upstairs. Rhea pauses a moment, her mouth open, then hurries into her bedroom. Her white tunic stained with colored powder. Rhea perches on her bed and starts to cry. Nani stands at a shrine. She lights a diva lamp and places it in front of a gold deity.
Rhea, come here, please.
Incense burns. Rhea joins Nani in placing her hands together in prayer.
Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Rhea, talk to your Nani. Why was it such an emergency for you to leave the restaurant?
So I could show up at the Festival of Color and have my heart ripped out by Max in front of the entire school. And now Dad is so angry, he grounded me for 2 months, which is basically forever.
Well, that doesn't sound like a very wise choice.
I want to go back to the restaurant and forget any of this ever happened.
Rhea, I love you, but I refuse to let you make the same mistake as your father.
What mistake?
Hiding from life inside the restaurant. There's a whole world outside the Spirit of India.
Not for him. After Mom, it's the restaurant and us. That's all he has.
That, Rhea, is not your problem.
It feels like my responsibility, though.
Because you care. And I know you want to make everybody happy, but believe me, it isn't your responsibility. It really isn't. My words fall on deaf ears with your father, but I believe you can hear me.
I just feel so stupid. I've been late to absolutely everything, and I've completely let him down just to help Max on that song for the Festival of Color. And he didn't even acknowledge me, like, at all.
So what? You'll make another song? You will make a million songs. You will fill the world with so much music that it will crush him.
That's beautiful. And a little terrifying.
Yeah, and that sums me up rather well.
Nani wraps her arm around Rhea's shoulder.
I loved making that song with Max, but what if I gave him the best ideas I had? What if there's no more music in me?
Nani smiles.
Why in the world are you smiling at that?
Because she used to say exactly the same thing.
Who?
Your mother. Every time she finished a song, she would say, well, that's it. That's my last one. The well is dry. And she would have a little dark cloud over her head for a few days, and she would make a face like this.
Nani retrieves a box from her wardrobe.
Then, like clockwork, a few days later, she would start walking around, humming, and before you knew it, there was another song. I haven't opened this in a very long time.
Inside is a cassette player, sheet music, and cassettes.
It's amazing.
Rhea finds a small red velvet pouch.
What's this?
Oh, that's some of your mama's wedding jewelry.
A gem-studded gold mangtika.
It's so pretty.
Rhea takes out a handful of the cassettes.
And all of these were hers?
Mm-hmm. The well never went dry. She didn't run out of music, and neither will you.
Nani gives the cassette to Rhea.
Yeah, this is for you.
A cassette labeled, for Rhea.
For me?
You are your father's daughter and your mother's daughter. And your mother always said, it's all music. So go, find it, let it out.
Rhea snuggles up to Nani. Nani kisses Rhea's forehead. Rhea sits on her bed, listening to a cassette. She plays another cassette. As she listens through headphones, her head sways. And her smile broadens. Rhea moves to the window. then places the cassette player on the windowsill. Ria removes her headphones and listens. She glances briefly behind her, then smiles. Arvind answers the door to Ginger, Molly, and Watson. They're holding boxes and cables.
Let me guess. You all miss Ria so much, you're moving in with her.
Well, you said she can't leave the house, but you didn't say anything about us coming over.
It's DJ Gear. We just want Ria to make the most of her enforced social holiday. May we entrer?
Smiling, Arvind gestures the trio inside. Ginger, Molly, and Watson surprise Ria in her bedroom.
Doing here?
Make yourselves at home, I guess. Also, where'd you guys get all this stuff?
Please, my dad's a typical Gen Xer.
There isn't a hobby he hasn't picked up and then abandoned. We've seen their basement.
Yeah, if you ever need to get into canning or ceramics.
Holler at your girl. Anyway, all these babies needed were a couple new drive belts, stylus upgrades, a little soldering. Where that wasn't applicable, good old duct tape.
Tape of the gods.
Okay. Let me rephrase the question. Why'd you guys bring me all this stuff?
Because it's gonna be tough to win that DJ contest without a setup.
Mm-hmm. Contest? What contest?
The Lucas and Beatmasters thing.
We entered for you. I'm sorry, you did what?
We submitted an edit of one of your Dinner Rush mixes.
Mm-hmm. The one that really slaps.
Mm.
What's that? Did you just say thank you? You're all wonderful friends.
Thank you.
You're all wonderful friends. I can't enter that contest. I can't even leave my house, you guys.
This competition, would Ria be playing her music for people?
A lot of people. Looks like the event sold out last year in a couple of hours. Pretty impressive.
Hmm. Actually, Ria, we are due a night off. I'll take care of it.
And that's that.
No, that is not that. Absolutely not.
What?
So you're just gonna let it happen then?
But what happened, Watts?
What's up, Maxis? Come catch me next week at the Battle of the Beatmasters DJ competition. I'm feeling good about my chances of winning.
Did you hear that?
That fool thinks he's gonna win that contest with Feeling Good.
The song you basically made for him.
Is that what he thinks?
Well, I think I'm gonna need some help finding some new music.
Molly and Watson record a street performer playing upturned buckets. Ria watches on her phone. Ria finds a clip of a sitar player.
Awesome. That's perfect. Thank you guys.
Ria hooks up her laptop to her turntables and mixing deck. She whips off her headphones with a frown. She changes the record, rotates it back and forth with her hand, then starts to smile. In the restaurant kitchen, Ria records one of the chefs sautéing, then flambéing the contents of a pan. Watson and Molly record girls playing double dutch. Back in her room, Ria mixes in the sound. Later, Ria's on a video call with Watson, Molly, and Ginger.
Well, now you need to pick a DJ name.
What about DJ Solar Flare? But like F-L-A-I-R? That's important.
Oh, DJ Algorithm. But like, you get it?
Rhea. It's me. I don't need a flashy name. The one I have is mine, and it's perfect.
Can I put it in all caps?
Of course, Ginger.
Cool. Remember when I was telling you about how great DJ Union Max was? Well, I'm thrilled to report that he has some major competition. The new hotness is Rhea, and you can catch her world debut at the Battle of the Beatmasters competition in 2 days, people.
Max's eyes widen at Ginger's promo. Rhea's mixing music in her room.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow. You're really into this, huh?
Yeah.
What are you working on?
Just a new mix.
Arvin sighs, then manages a smile.
It's good. It's very good.
Thanks.
Well, don't stay up too late. Yeah?
Arvin lingers a moment in the doorway, then leaves. Rhea removes her headphones, then scrolls through social media on her phone. She plays a post from Max.
Yo, Maxes, the Battle of the Beatmasters is in 2 days. Come out and support your boy.
Rhea rolls her eyes, then listens to sounds on her laptop. Back at her decks, Rhea scratches a record. Headphones over her ears, she smiles. She slips one of her mother's tapes into the cassette player. Listening, her smile broadens. Nani arrives with a glass of orange juice.
Well, how's it going?
It's going well, thank you. Wanna listen?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Nani holds one of the headphones ear cups to her ear.
I made her. You brought her back.
They share a smile.
What are you gonna call it?
It's all music.
Well, better get ready for tonight.
Yes.
Nani shimmies out. Later, Rhea sits at her dressing table and fixes her mother's mangtika into her hair. Its starburst centerpiece rests in the middle of Rhea's hairline. She laces on a pair of good boots, then grabs her mother's cassette and player. Arvind's restaurant is busy.
Welcome to Spirit of India.
Take care of the shop.
Got it.
This was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Avid greets customers as he calls Nani.
Did you enjoy the butter chicken?
Oh, I'm so glad.
Many congratulations, yeah? Yeah, congratulations. Look, I know I said this was your night off, but this intimate sangeet of close family only, well, predictably expanded in size. Everybody brought in a plus 10. I need you both at the restaurant.
I'm sorry, Arvind. We're still running errands, and now we're stuck on the subway.
Stuck at what subway?
Who knows?
Yeah, but what am I going to do without you and Rhea?
That's a very good question. It's almost as if you have to prepare for an eventuality where you don't rely on your mother-in-law and your teenage daughter to run your business for you. Besides, you gave us a night off, and as the children say, no take-backs.
Yeah, but...
What's that? You're cutting out. Okay, love you. Bye. Good luck.
Arvind stares at his phone, then sighs. Rhea and Nani stride side by side beneath neon archways into a club. A screen behind the stage announces Battle of the Beatmasters. They mingle with the crowd.
I'm ready.
My darling, you were born ready.
Welcome to Battle of the Beatmasters! Competition where we find new talent and let the rookies rock the house. Shout out to our illustrious panelists. the judges, led by the extra lustrous DJ Luca Sand.
Thank you.
Now the judges are gonna rate the DJs based on originality and skill, while the applause meter will tell us who brought the party.
Nani gazes up at Rhea.
Please enjoy these beats while we get our DJ set backstage.
Your mother would be so proud of you.
I could really use some of her strength right now.
You came this far, didn't you? And that is her spirit shining through you with every song you make. You be the best, truest Rhea you can be. Your heart and your soul. That is what people want to see. Show everybody who you really are.
I love you, Nani.
We love you too, Britta.
Ginger, Molly, Watson, and Naomi.
You look amazing. Okay, let's do this.
You got this.
Yeah. All right, DJs, let's spin. We got two rounds for you tonight, starting with sets from our seven killer young DJs. And then we're down
Max.
To the final two.
Look, I know you're still mad at me, and I get it. I never meant to offend you.
Max, this isn't about you. It's about me, and I'm here to make music.
Oh, I respect that.
And I don't care.
Rhea brushes past Max. The screen at the back of the stage reads, semifinals. Nani elbows a path to the front of the crowd. Ginger, Molly, Watson, and Naomi follow. The screen announces each contestant's name as they take their turn. The judges make notes on brightly colored clipboards. Surefire Disco gives way to DJ Len Cool. Next up is Lavender Bear. Wearing a sequined cap, the DJ boogies behind the decks. The judges exchange glances, then write a note. The DJ named Colossus Creation takes their turn. DJ Lucasent moves in time to the rhythm. Next up is Max. Rhea's friends roll their eyes. Watson claps reluctantly. The judges nod. Max strides off stage past Rhea. As Rhea takes up position behind the decks, Naomi and Nani cheer. Nani blows kisses as a smiling Rhea dances behind the decks. Nani tries out some of her dance moves as Rhea brings her mix to an end. The screen reads, finals. All the contestants are on stage.
Okay, this is the unchill part. The following DJs will not be moving on. Ultrason. Lavender Bear. And Colossus Creation. Thank you,
good
fam.
Job.
Made
good
it
job.
Next year. Four left. But we only have room for two. Surefire Disco, you did good, my dude. DJ Len Cool, it ain't your time. Sorry, man.
She's
but
in,
y'all
she's
know
in.
What
she's
that
in.
Means. Give it up for your two finalists, DJ Union Max and Rhea.
Ginger sneaks backstage.
Yeah, I'm right there. Yeah. Rhea, got a minute to talk to your adoring public?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us. What does it feel like to be in the finals?
It feels like I was born to do this.
Yeah, go Rhea!
Rohan and the staff watch Ginger stream from the restaurant.
I made it to the final round!
Yes.
What's this?
Dad?
What's going on?
I can explain. It's, no, Dad.
Dad, let me.
One of these fine young artists will be the next Beatmaster. Yeah! On my right, give it up one more time for DJ Union Max.
Max blows kisses to the crowd.
And on my left, make some noise for Rhea. Begin!
The audience's glow sticks color the darkness as Max starts his set.
DJ Union Max.
Max encourages the crowd.
DJ Union Max. Y'all ready for this?
Arvind is stuck in a traffic jam. He looks across at Rohan, who's sitting beside him in the front passenger seat. Backstage at the club, Rhea grabs her laptop and cassette player. She smiles at the cassette player, then takes a deep breath. Back on stage, Max ramps up the audience. The applause meter almost reaches its limit. The judges nod their heads. In the audience, Nani yawns. Max points his finger at the judges. They grin. In the audience, Ginger and Molly aren't dancing. Max stretches his arms out wide. The judges applaud.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for the support. It's what keeps me going!
Yeah! Audience, let me hear if you're feeling good about that set from DJ Union Max!
Max retrieves his laptop and kisses his headphones.
And now, give it up for Rhea!
Rhea stands in the darkness backstage. She closes her eyes and takes a deep breath. The stage remains empty. The audience exchange glances. A stagehand taps Rhea on the shoulder. Rhea nods, takes another deep breath, then makes her way onto the stage. At the sight of Rhea, the audience applaud. Rhea's gold eyeshadow matches her glittery gold top. She places her mother's cassette player by the decks, her laptop on a stand, then puts a record on the turntable. Rhea takes a breath, exchanges a nod with Nani, then puts on her headphones. As Rhea begins, images flash up on the screen behind her. Images of rushing crowds, a droplet of water, a flock of birds, and a woman with a colorful shawl. Nani closes her eyes and nods her head. Rhea smiles out at the audience. Max listens from the wings.
Hey.
smiles as Rhea starts to dance. Places her mother's cassette into the cassette player. Avind and Rahan arrive at the club. Nita's photograph appears on the screen behind Rhea. Arvind reaches Nani and Naomi. He places his hand on Nani's shoulder, then smiles. Applause meter creeps up. Arvind watches the crowd copy his daughter's dance moves.
That's my daughter up there. Isn't she amazing?
No talking!
Away tears. As the judges give Rhea a standing ovation, the applause meter reaches its limit.
Wow, Dad, it's inspiring to see you capable of such growth.
What do you want, Rohan?
Tic tacos.
Tic tac, okay.
Yes, and I want to knock down that wall.
Let's go with the tic tacos, right?
The MC takes the stage.
Wow! How about that set from Rhea? Now, while the judges make up their minds, let's bring our two fabulous finalists back on stage.
Max and Rhea join the MC on stage.
Judges, have you come to a decision? All right, DJ Lucas said, please make your way to stage so we can show these beautiful people who the winner is. That's right. One more time, give it up for DJ Union Max. And now, make some noise for Rhea. Yeah, give it up for DJ Lucas said.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just want to say congratulations to our two finalists. And let's give a round of applause for all the amazing DJs that brought it on this stage tonight. Come on! But as we know, there can only be one Beatmaster.
And the winner of the coveted title of Beatmaster, the DJ who will take the brand new, state-of-the-art pro DJ setup, is the person whose unique sound we all want to hear a lot more of. DJ Lucas Scent, who's it gonna be?
And the winner is... Rhea!
Glittering confetti rains down as the MC and DJ Lucas Scent each raise one of Rhea's arms. Nani, Rohan, and Arvind greet Rhea backstage.
So proud of you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Nani. Good job.
Thanks. Dad, am I grounded forever now?
No, you're not. You were amazing.
Family group hug.
That was sick. Congratulations.
Hey, yo, Rhea. The fans want to meet you.
Whoa, social media team here.
Where she goes,
we go.
It's good to have a crew.
Go on, go have fun.
You were so good.
Nani, Arvind, and Naomi watch Rhea's friends bustle her out to the waiting fans. As Rhea signs autographs and poses for selfies with fans, she catches sight of Max. They lock eyes. Then Max bows his head and quickly moves away. A sign at the restaurant reads, DJ Sundays with Rhea. As Rhea plays a set, Rohan emerges from the kitchen with a tray of TikTokos. Rohan approaches Arvind with his TikTokos.
Check it out, my TikTokos.
They're perfect. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Dad.
Arvind and Rhea exchange a smile. Then Arvind starts dancing with Naomi. Nani, Shilpa, and Vene dance along with the customers. Molly and Watson's drone successfully serves a plate of jalebi. Naomi mouths, good job. As the drone flies off, Molly and Watson high five. Outside the Spirit of India restaurant, the long line of waiting customers duck as the drone swoops out of the door and into the night sky. Back inside, Rhea beams as she DJs. Audio description created by Ayuno SDI Group. Funded by Disney Plus Originals. Written by Polly Goodwin. Narrated by Raina Amaya.